You're muted, Maggie.
Welcome back, everybody. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm calling it Weird Tuesday because it's weird. There's just incredibly, unbelievably weird things happening that I guess we can't call things weird or unbelievable anymore because it seems to happen every day. Again, yet another congressional hearing, yet another stupid performance by yet another cabinet secretary. This time it's not Scott Bessent. It is Secretary of Homeland Security. The lady that likes to play dress up more than any other Homeland Security secretary I've seen in modern history, none other than Kristi Noem. She is in a congressional hearing today being asked questions by U.S. Representative Lauren Underwood. She represents the 14th District in Illinois. She is a smart cookie. Let's see how the battle of wits played out, shall we? Let's take a listen.
It is also violating the fundamental right of individuals. Do you believe that the Constitution grants everyone in our country the right to due process, including non-citizens?
The administration has the authority to...
Ma'am, I'm looking for a yes or no question. Yes or no. Do you believe the Constitution... Yes, ma'am. Reclaiming my time, Mr. Chairman. Okay. Secretary Noem, I'm just looking for a yes or no here. Do you believe the Constitution guarantees due process to everyone in America?
Due process is exactly what this Congress
lays
out.
Yes or no? Okay, ma'am, I'll take that as a no. I'm trying to ascertain your understanding of the law as it applies to your department. And you as its leader should be able to give us a yes or no answer because judge after judge has ruled that the law is not being followed. Do you believe that the U.S. government has the authority to deport American citizens?
No, and we are not deporting U.S. citizens.
I'm so happy to hear that you do not believe that the law gives you that authority because the federal government has no authority under U.S. laws to deport any American citizen. And as I know, everyone viewing this hearing today knows that several American citizens have been deported to date. Secretary Noem, that was not a question. Secretary Noem, that oath that we both swore before taking office was to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States, not the president, not a political party, the Constitution. And that's what we're going to keep doing here at the Appropriations Committee. Thank you. I yield back.
Let's just take a minute here. As a point of technical language, absent some very narrow, extraordinarily specific factual circumstances, which are completely inapplicable here, you actually can't deport a citizen of a country. You technically might be able to render them, remove them, or some other, declare them an enemy of the state. You would have to have a legal proceeding to strip them of their citizenship and then therefore deport them. But the idea that the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security can't simply say that our Constitution guarantees due process to all persons, be they citizens or not, is a dark, dark day. But let me return to the weird moments, the wacky and weird moments of Trump 2.0. And we need only look to the Oval Office in all of its gilded tackiness for more weirdness today. This is Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney and Donald Trump today in the Oval Office. Take a listen.
Well, if I may, as you know from real estate, there are some places that are never for sale.
That's true.
We're sitting in one right now, you know, Buckingham Palace that you visited as well.
That's true.
And having met with the owners of Canada over the course of the campaign, last several months. It's not for sale, won't be for sale ever. But the opportunity is in the partnership and what we can build together. And we have done that in the past. And part of that, as the president just said, is with respect to our own security. And My government is committed for a step change in our investment in Canadian security and our partnership, and I'll say this as well, that the president has revitalized international security, revitalized NATO, and us playing our full weight in NATO, and that will be part
That's
of it.
True.
So the Prime Minister of Canada had to actually say the words, Canada is not for sale. And the U.S. president responded, we'll see. I mean, what? My goodness. Now, just to give you a perspective on how ludicrously unqualified for the presidency Donald Trump is, could you hear Mark Carney like dancing through that minefield there? I mean, it's very, very well said, right? There's some things that you can't buy, like the Oval Office here. That's owned by the United States, Buckingham Palace. Walks really slowly and nicely up to it. Having met with the owners of Canada, meeting the citizens during his most recent campaign, Canada is not for sale, but we reaffirm our commitment to assured security. Hat tip. And then gracious praise that's not totally insane of the president. Yep, we're paying more into NATO. We appreciate the movement that the president has done. Ladies and gentlemen, what you just saw there is actual foreign policy. It's actual presidential leadership. That is an actual adroit politician politicking. That ain't what Donald Trump does. And let me tell you all what Mark Carney was doing before he was elected to the presidency of Canada. He was a technocrat. He was like a numbers guy. This guy is totally inexperienced until this moment, and he's running circles, verbal circles, thinking circles around Donald J. Trump. Ladies and gentlemen of Wisconsin and America, we deserve better. We deserve somebody a little bit like Mark Carney. When we come back, we got the top of the hour. Going to be digging in with Jim Santel, former U.S. attorney. We're going to talk about the D.C. U.S. attorney appointment from Donald Trump. Keep it locked right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Like you.